welcome back to part two of the National Radio Club's DX audio service for May 1980. And welcome back to the National Radio Club's DX audio service, part two, something like that. I know if I don't get this on the third time, I'm going to be the winner of the Phil Wayne Proficiency Award. 3, 2, 1. And welcome back to part two of the National Radio Club's DX. Welcome back to part two of the National Radio Club's DX audio service for April 1989. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Well, let's take a look at a few items which we just got in for this edition, which we should make mention of. First of all, on the convention, for your information, in September of last year, Mr. Paul Swearingen placed a bid with the International Radio Club of America to host their annual convention at the same time as the National Radio Club Convention in Topeka, Kansas, on September the 1st through the 3rd. It will be a joint convention, so to speak, with the only real problem being how to handle the auction. I received word from IRCA President Carl Zuck last week that a vote, finally, would be taken to determine whether the bid or Rick Harrell's bid for Sacramento would be chosen for the 25th anniversary convention. If you are also an IRCA member, I urge you to make a decision and to vote, one way or the other. As for the first time in quite a while, two committees are making strong, serious bids to host the convention. Don't let a minority make the decision. On our DXchange table for this edition of the DX Audio Service, for sale, broadcasting yearbooks, 1987 for $15, 1988 for $20 when the 1989 arrives, both plus postage. Contact Howard Kemp, K-E-M-P, at 140 Court Street in Larconia, New Hampshire, 03-246-3640. Also, your editor would like to acquire an owner's manual for a Bearcat BC-250 scanner, original or copied. Contact Paul Swearingen at 2840 Southeast Illinois Avenue, Topeka, Kansas, 66605-1427. Through a recommendation of NRC member Roger Nash, Milpar Incorporated is offering a limited edition of R390A/URR receivers to other NRC members. Included in the lot are Collins, Motorola, Electronic Assistance, that's Hammerland, and other manufacturers. Prices are as follows: serviceable, calibrated, or overhauled, $395, as is, checked, appears to be working, $245, as is, unchecked, may or may not be working, $175, junk, does not work, $100. Buyer will pick up or pay for shipping, terms are COD, sorry, no credit cards. Contact Milpar, that's M-I-L-P-A-R, via Kenny Medlin, M-E-D-L-I-N, at 3914 Willow Lake Boulevard in Memphis, Tennessee, 38118. And his phone number, by the way, is area code 901-360-9980. You may also want to obtain a bound copy of the R390A manual, including schematics from Dave Schneider, 188-plus pages, plus tips on alignment for just $25. Allow 2 to 3 weeks for delivery. Dave has an extensive experience in working on these and other communication receivers. Contact Dave at 35B Turner Road in West Shokan, New York, 12494-9742.
Fred, I thought you were putting all that stuff on the other side of this tape. Well, hello, everybody. This is John Bowker. And we have a 1570 kilohertz is our featured frequency today. And so we'll be getting to that. But I did want to, since I kind of threw you a curve on the trivia question on the other side. I'll get it right, Fred. Just stop looking at me that way. I thought I'd throw you a slightly more honest trivia question. On this side. And I was just going through this NRC AM logbook that's available, as you know. And now, I have mine printed out in a certain sequence so that I, for this trivia question, I had to go through all 4,900 and, what are there, 4,948 AM stations as of February 28th, 1989. Yeah, there it is. And I was struck by the, just going through the listing of the W call signs, AM stations, that they aren't evenly distributed at all according to the letters. In other words, you know, there are a certain number of WA dot dot call signs and WB dot dot, and you'd think, well, probably about the same number of WAs as there are WBs and WCs right down the list. Same for the Ks. That is not the case. So I did a little arithmetic, and you'd figure, well, if there are 26 letters in the alphabet and there are 4,948 stations, that would come out about 190 stations for each of the calls. In other words, there would be 190 AM stations starting with the call sign WA. And, oh, you know, within change, a little bit off. Some three-letter calls might throw that off a little bit, but not much. And the same for the Ks. And what my trivia question is this. I'm telling you that they are not all evenly distributed. But what letter, second letter, what second letter of AM U.S. radio stations is the least used in the W calls? And after you've got that all figured out, what's the least used second letter in the K calls? Now, it's going to take me a few days or weeks or whatever to verify that I've got everything right. And so anyway, we're going to give you the answer to that in the May edition of the DX Audio Service. I trust that's all right with you too, Fred.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And we're looking forward to that. Say, I do want to acknowledge a whole bunch of tapes I've got from the DX Audio Service people this in the last week or two. J.R. Herndon down in Memphis sent an update of all the Memphis stations and a couple of the Mississippi stations right nearby in Arkansas, the whole bit. That's a nice place to live in that area. You get all these different states. So thank you kindly, Squire. And then I opened this box. The mail lady came up to the door and said, "This doesn't fit in your mailbox." And I said, "Oh, all right, what is it?" And it turned out to be a whole bunch of tapes from Ron Clark. And Ron, I imagine that you really must have hesitated before you sent off all those tapes. There must be a half a dozen tapes of Ron's entire collection of AMIDs and things like that. And we're going to take good care of them. And, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be hearing those as we have a chance to incorporate them into the DX Audio Service the next time we go through this here on your monthly cassette. So thank you very much, fellas, and I'll be in touch with both of you one way or another. Now, let's go on with the 1570 tape on the DX Audio Service for April 1989. This is an interesting frequency, 1570. It's a clear channel, Class 1A. Channel, okay? And yet there are, I haven't counted them really, 40 or 50 U.S. radio stations. You don't find any U.S. stations in southern Texas or New Mexico because it turns out this is a clear channel for the Mexicans. And to the U.S. listener, speaking for myself, that only means one station, XERF, Del Rio, Texas. You know, when I was a youngster, I used to grow up in Vermont and I would listen to XERF up in Vermont. At night, of course, only at night. And I remember so many of their commercials, and it would be something like the Southern Twang, which I won't even pretend to imitate it, but it would be something like, "Send $1 to Flowers, be the first on your block, and we're going to send you not only a dozen red roses for that $1, but we're also going to tell you of other great bargains you can get right here at XERF Del Rio, Texas." Well, it turns out it's across the river in Ciudad Acuña, but you're going to hear some of the XERF, and perhaps one of the most famous radio announcers in the entire world today. You'll hear what I'm talking about. Let's listen. 1570.
Music, news, and the best in inspirational programming. WFUR AM and WFUR FM in Grand Rapids.
Good morning, it's 10 o'clock, and from Pickering Wharf in historic Salem, you're listening to Top 30 USA on the Voice of the North Shore, 1570 WNSH, Beverly Salem.
It's 54 degrees in Salem. Good morning, I'm Tina Cassidermont with the WNSH North Shore News Break.
I think one of the interesting things about that station, we're going to hear from that station two or three more times, it keeps moving its cities from Beverly, Salem, Danvers, well, you'll see what I mean.
Good night now, and stay tuned for CNN News. You tune to WOKG in Warren, Ohio, 1570 on your radio dial. Your news correct time is 5 o'clock.
You're tuned to 1570 WGLX, Galleon, Ohio, your place in the country.
Here's the latest from ABC News. Good morning. I'm John Belmont.
Our fog has limited visibility to about 1 mile now, 61. It's 4 o'clock from Spirit 1570, KUXL, Golden Valley, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Wall Street appears to be calming down. Traders scored another rally today. I'm Diane Kepley on the Satellite News Network.
Home for the holidays with WWCK, AM and FM, Flint.
Celebrating our 25th year in Okeechobee, WOKC AM and FM, your constant country companion, KC 103.
You're listening to Solid Gold 16Q, WQTW, La Trobe, Greensburg.
Good morning, it's 8 o'clock.
16WQTW, La Trobe, now completes another broadcast day. 16QT is licensed by the Federal Communications Commission to operate on the assigned frequency of 1570 kilohertz with a 1,000 watt power output, non-directional daytime, 300 watt power output for pre-sunrise operation. 16QT is owned and operated by the Regency Broadcasting Corporation. Nick A. Corvello, President. Our studios and offices are located at 800 Ligonier Street, La Trobe. And transmitter site is at 157 QT Lane, La Trobe. Tune in again tomorrow for Westmoreland's best music, news, and sports on Westmoreland's best radio, 16 QT.
Did he really say QT? This is QT Radio? I can't believe it. Oh, gosh. I have to go in the other room for a few minutes. I'll be back.
I think this is getting worse.
Good morning. 16WQTW La Trobe now begins another broadcast day. 16QT is licensed by the Federal Communications Commission to operate on the assigned frequency of 1570 kilohertz with a 1,000 watt power output non-directional daytime, 300 watt power output for...
Good grief, I was right. It did get worse. Gee.
This is KPGE, Salinas, Radio Tigre. Desde Salinas, California, esta es KPGE, Radio Tigre. Y ahora, Radio Tigre presenta Micronoticias.
1570, the home of America's best popular music. WRHD, Riverhead.
Encore.
The best soft rock and oldies. This is Magic 97.7, WMVQ, WKOL, Amsterdam, and the Capital Region.
Somebody 8 degrees at 1 o'clock. Good afternoon, 24 hours a day. This is WPTW and WPTW-FM, Pickwa Troy, Ohio.
This is Joe Sorensen with gospel music until 1 o'clock this morning, and it's now midnight. We are your Christian radio, Spirit 1570, KYCR, Golden Valley, Minneapolis, St. Paul. And good to have your company, and one more hour to go.
Hey, Joe's one of our boys, Fred. What do you think about that?
As long as there's life, there's hope. By the way, we're at 10:01 here at WFEL 157 on your dial in Towson, Maryland. Your host, Robert Jacob Max, continuing with the news brought to you by Shapiro's. You won't believe this.
And be sure to mention that you heard the truck driver special on the Atlantic Beacon.
AM 1570, this is the Atlantic Beacon from the Turks and Caicos Islands, British West Indies.
Stay tuned for ABC News.
WTWB, Auburndale.
Here's Blake.
This is KCVR in Lodi, concluding our sacred programming day. KCVR broadcasts the finest and most inspirational programming from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. weekday.
And this is WTOW in Towson, Maryland, 1570 on your AM dial.
This is WPGM AM and FM, Danville, Pennsylvania.
1570 WDEW in Westfield.
Okay, if you're ready for this now, this next ID is the reason the 1570 is called a clear channel 1A for Mexico. Here we go.
This is the most powerful commercial operation in the entire world today. XERF in Ciudad Acuña, Coahuila, Mexico, 1570 on your radio dial. Paul Kellinger speaking.
Let's see, Fred. There was Lowell Thomas, uh-huh. Rick Dees, Wolfman Jack, and mm-hmm. Paul Kellinger. Wouldn't you say that's about the right order?
You got that about right.
Rainey's Record Shop, XERF, Del Rio, Texas.
Yes, and I'd be willing to bet they were having a $1 special on, so, you know, Glenn Miller, all his albums ever recorded for $1. Send your $1 to XERF, Del Rio, Texas. Oh, dear. Flights of fancy. Forgive me.
Now radio, WPEP 1570.
You're tuned to WPEP Silver City Broadcasting from Taunton, Massachusetts.
WBEE, Harvey, Chicago.
This is Mod Country Radio, WOBL Overland, serving Amherst, Wellington, and Grafton from 1570.
WTUCL, Warren. One moment, please. Mort Krim with a personal observation.
And this is wonderful WBUX in Doylestown.
Depuis 12 heures à CKLM, c'était le monde ce midi.
This is Service 16 WMLO, Beverly, Denver, serving 16 North Shore communities from the top of your AM dial.
If your group or nonprofit organization has an announcement for our bulletin board of the air, address it to Bulletin of the Air, care of WRCN, P.O. Box 666, Riverhead, New York, 11901.
WRCN!
Did you catch that? That's a WNSR, Lynn. Now, Lynn, Beverly, Denver, Salem, they're all right together on the North Shore, right around just north of Boston, about 10 miles or so. And they went from WNSH to WNSR. Oh, and I had another one in the middle there, didn't I, a few minutes ago? And we haven't heard the one about the underwear yet. You think I'm kidding, huh? Listen.
WBVD, Beverly, Denver's.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Mark Jenkins with the 12 o'clock news from the WBVD News and Information Center. It's an overcast 70.
WLBM, Westfield. It's a service of the Westfield Station. WLBM is at your service. Here's the 1570 Community Bulletin Board.
It's Saturday, August 4th, and the Littleville...
Inspiration, information, and entertainment. This is the Ministry of WLQB, Flint.
Serving
Ten Yen, Watkins Glen, and the entire Finger Lakes area for 25 years. You're listening to WFLR or WFLR FM Dundee. Now from Washington by satellite, we join the Mutual Broadcasting System for world and national news.
We are Gospel 15. WOBS New Albany, the one to turn to in Metro Louisville.
Well, okay, Fred. Stop looking at your watch. I'm out of here. We'll see you next month, everybody, with the 1580 tape on the DX Audio Service. So long for now.
Hi, this is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch
from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News.
Wait a minute. What's going on here? Hi,
this is Jerry Starr
with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News.
Oh, what's going on here?
Why is my clock running backwards?
Oh, I know what it is. Wait,
wait till I go look out the window here.
Yeah, that's what it is. That
darn smart aleck kid next door is doing more of those time warp experiments again. I'll have to report back later. Fred, could you take over for now?
The National Radio Club's DX Audio Service is very pleased, yet poorly paid, to present the drama, the excitement, the levity, the outright sex of Phil Wayne. Phil Wayne, born to parents Gertrude and Heathcliff Wayne in Toledo, Ohio, had many problems as a young boy, but one day he pulled himself up by his bootlaces, fell flat on his face, cracked his head, and became Phil Wayne, Super Air Check Jock. Transcribed.
Thanks once again, Fred. This is Maggot Scope for April 1989, a monthly look at the sleazier side of radio. I'm your host, Phil Wayne. And now, on with some of the most offensive air checks ever recorded.
Witnesses talks with Mideast leaders in New York. Today, meeting with Israeli Foreign Minister Yigal Alon and Egyptian Foreign Minister Ishmael Fakhmi. Kissinger is scheduled to leave next week on another peace mission in the Mideast. I'm Ann Crossman, CBS News.
A woman carrying a gun and swinging a nightstick might not exactly fit the image of the all-American gal, but given enough time for the picture to settle in on the American mind, it probably will. 69 more women have graduated.
Why that number?
Hi, folks. How are you?
Hey, can you up and leave? Boy, I'm gonna talk all over these f***ing jingles. Oh, boy. Hey!
30 students and faculty members are expected to end their occupation at Loyola College in Montreal this morning. The students and faculty members moved in an auditorium at the Jesuit College last night to protest a decision by the college's board of trustees to dismiss two professors. CKLW Sports. Detroit down Kansas City 3-0 last night. Minnesota 4, Cleveland 2, Baltimore 4, Chicago 2, Oakland 4, Washington 3, California 6, New York nothing. Motor City weather, just ahead of more music and Jim Edwards. Mostly sunny and warm today, high 86, low tonight 68, Sunday possible showers. 68 degrees, this is Byron McGregor, 2020.
A new book called Diet or Die. Author, Mrs. Celeste Geyer, perhaps better known to millions of carnival fans as the one-time Dolly Dimples. Remember, the world's most beautiful fat lady? That was the billing Mrs. Geyer used when she weighed 555 pounds. Count them, 555 pounds. Now a svelte 122. She tells in her book how she did it, following the advice of a doctor who told her after a near fatal heart attack to diet or die. The secret of effective weight loss, massive willpower, says Mrs. Geyer, adding that her own willpower was strengthened by the memory. Ha 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 ha.
She said that her fat friends from Carnival Life died at an early age, later buried from the back of a truck. Those her own words. Why truck? Because, said Mrs. Geyer, they were too big for a hearse. And so long until Monday, Lowell. This is Warren Moran now reminding you to listen each evening, Monday through Friday at this same time, for the distinctive news reports of Lowell Thomas. Listen again Monday evening for Lowell Thomas and the news. This program came to you from CBS News.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, you want to play our new game?
Okay.
Okay, here's what you do. Grab the phone in your hand.
Uh-huh.
And sit on it.
Okay.
10Q! You just sat on it and won.
Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
You just won yourself a brand new crisp $50 bill.
Oh, that's well. A $200 wardrobe.
Oh, I can't believe this.
A $1,000 bill.
Thank you,
10Q Sylvia, for calling, listening, and don't forget to tell a friend, all your friends, about the new 10Q.
Oh, I will.
The new 10Q. If you like dreaming, dream what you would do with a brand new $100 bill. A picture of a dead kite flyer, Benjamin Franklin, a real Don Steele's got that to give away, along with upfront Boston tickets this afternoon.
And 1984 U.S. Open champion Fuzzy Zeller had two ruptured discs removed from his back Tuesday in New York. According to Zeller's attorney, the surgery was a success. Zeller is expected to turn out the remainder of the year. Return to the PGA Tour next January. Greg will set the spot for him.
PGA 69 WAP.
Did I tell you what happened during hunting? I was out hunting during duck season. Well, I want to say right off that we got some of the best game wardens here in Florida you're ever going to run into. But there's one game warden. He and I have never hit it off since I've been in the land of the real man. And I was duck hunting. I had a bunch of ducks lying at my feet. And out steps this game warden. He looks at me. He says, "You got you a Florida hunting license, boy?" I said, "Yes, sir, I do." And I whipped it out and showed it to him. He said, "Well, let me see here." And he picked one of my ducks up. He stuck his finger up its behind, and he said, "This duck is from Georgia. You got you a Georgia hunting license?" I said, "Well, sure enough." I took out my wallet. I said, "Here you go." He said, "All right." He picked up another duck. He stuck his finger up its behind, and he said, "This duck is from South Carolina. You got you a South Carolina hunting license?" I took it. I said, "Yes, I do." Well, he picked up another duck. Yes, he stuck his finger up its behind. He said, "This duck is from North Carolina. You got you a North Carolina hunting license?" I took it out. I showed him. I said, "Yes, I do." He said, "Is there any place you don't have a license for?" I said, "Buddy, I am covered." He said, "Well, where are you from anyway?" Well, I dropped my pants around my ankles, and I said, "You tell me."
Boss, the secretary was out the other night on this motorcycle. The guy she was with stopped, but he left the motorcycle on. She's sitting there shaking back and forth. Finally, a guy comes up and says, "Can I shut that thing off for you?" She says, "No, just kiss me." Right.
WNRC.
WNRC.
Ah, get out of here.
Yeah, hey. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you, she's come undone, man. So many times she's been undone, I'll tell you. Hey, tell you what, this WNRC Fred Rich's Memorial Host Show is being brought to you by the Fabrice Drive-In Theater, where they have Debbie Does DXers starring all kinds of other people we don't know anymore. Hey, we can't see that in the radio, can we? Anyways, here's Michael Jackson. Yeah. Hey, I prefer. No, we're not going to get into that. We're not going to get into that at all right here on WNRC. Tell you, hey, be nice to Mike Bitter when you see him today at the convention. I hear that he had a very hard time there.
Come on about it, Rocky. Gotta get another hat.
Yeah, the doctor said he had psoriasis. He asked for another opinion, and the doctor said he was ugly, too. So what else is new? Here's Steve Miller and Rock Me Baby on your WNRC radio station with Fred Richards on the Fred Richards Memorial Hose Show on this radio.
Dean Martin's Return to Me. And that's going to close out this Monday night edition of the Night Owl Show with Herb and Ed. We'll see you next next Monday night. No more Wednesdays.
No.
I think I'm getting paranoid. No more Wednesdays. Always on Mondays. So that's the way it goes.
If we don't see you Saturday night, we'll see you. No, we won't see you. You listen to us next Monday night.
Right.
We'd like to see you next Saturday, though.
Yeah, next two Saturdays in a row.
Right.
Okay. Good night.
Night, folks.
WFOB AM and WFOB FM, Fostoria, Ohio, with studios in Fostoria and Bowling Green, Ohio, have completed another broadcast day. WFOB AM and FM are owned and operated by Northwest Radio Limited, David L. Smith, President. By the authority of the Federal Communications Commission, WFOB AM operates on the assigned frequency of 1430 kilohertz with 1,000 watts of power, while WFOB FM operates on an assigned frequency of 96.7 megahertz with 3,000 watts of power. Main studios and transmitters are located 3.5 miles south of the city of Fostoria on U.S. Route 23. WFOB AM and FM are licensed to operate on unlimited time. And now to everyone, a very safe and pleasant good evening. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Station with the winning beginning at any moment. Let them fall 7 o'clock. It's Brother Barry Chase at Wednesday 12:60.
Right now it's 37 degrees. I'm Jeff Dunn, WRRB News.
WRRB.
Syracuse, it's 5 o'clock. It's your country music leader.
FM 108 WRRB, Reba McEntire, and what am I going to do about you? 10 minutes after 5 o'clock, Jeff Walker with you, sitting in for JJ, who's a little bit under the weather. And attention lovers of live country music, WRRB Radio will be giving away tickets to the upcoming Merle Haggard's Judd's concert, including the grand prize of a chauffeured limo ride to dinner at Fine Syracuse Restaurant, and then front row seats starting Monday, February 9th. Be listening for your chance to call in and register to win. Then on Monday, February 16th, be listening for your name to be read on the air. You'll have 1 hour and 8 minutes to call in and win. FM 108 WRRB, Lyle Levette and Cowboy Man. From the WRRB Sports Desk, five games are on scheduled tonight in the NHL. Minnesota will be at Detroit. Washington will host Hartford. Los Angeles travels to Winnipeg, and the Edmonton Oilers host the New York Islanders. And St. Louis is at Vancouver. There is one game on tonight's basketball schedule, involving a top 20 college team. The Redmen of St. John's, ranked number 19, will be in the Boston Garden to face Boston College.
Thank you, Jeff. I hope I'm as professional as you when I grow up. Jeff, I'm sure, went on to bigger and better things along with WRRB. Oh, before I forget, here's a Maggot Scope reminder. On Saturday, April 1st, give our Bob Walker a call. After all, it's his special day. Next month, a real treat on Maggot Scope. Stay tuned. In poor taste, this is Phil Wayne.
Well, as you can hear, we're in our corporate jet here of the National Radio Club, getting ready to take off for Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Whoa! And sitting in the back here is Bill Hale, and he's got a look at Domestic DX Digest, so I'm going to turn the microphone over here to Bill Hale and let him talk a little bit about Domestic DX Digest.
Welcome to this month's edition of DDXD on the NRC's DX Audio Service. This month, we'll bring you loggings from some new members as well as some longtime regulars. First, we welcome first-time reporter Sean Axelrod of Winnipeg, Manitoba, William Dolmage of Colborne, Ontario, Charles Ray of Leamington, Ontario, Tony Casamassima of Carmel, New York, and Al Muick of Fogelsburg, Pennsylvania, and last but not least, Barry and Nancy Scheinel of Cedar Bluff, Virginia. Welcome to all the new members. Maura Sorensen of Port Carling, Ontario, reports hearing CKEY use their call letters for the first time on February 19th, more than a year after adopting the Key 590 slogan. Pete Taylor, visiting in Florida, reports hearing the new 670 in Miami doing some testing on February 23rd. WSIX 980 in Nashville is now the Larry King outlet in the Music City. This word from Wendell Ford of Westville, Indiana. Our reporter in Ipswich, England, Steve Witt, reports hearing the new WEVD on 1050 with English and Hebrew IDs on the half hour. William Wiley of Franklin, Massachusetts, reports WSSH 1510 in Boston with country and western music and the slogan, "Welcome to the new sound of 1510 Country, WSSH Boston." Rick Dow of Oakland, Iowa, reports hearing WYAT 990 New Orleans at 0344 hours on February 6th with oldies from Dion, Neil Diamond, and Sam Cooke. This is his sixth heard from the Crescent City. He also reported hearing WRIX Hope, Homeland Park, South Carolina, with their sign on at 0716 on February 6th. An excellent catch for Rick, his first South Carolinian, and that's state number 38 heard. Sean Axelrod hit the jackpot on 1180 hearing WXLA Diamondville, Michigan at 724 with rap music and also rhythm and blues. That's Michigan number 52 for Sean. He also heard WJNT on 1180. That's out of Pearl, Mississippi. He heard that also on February 6th at 0450 with TalkNet, and that was in WHAM's Null. The new KWXI 670 in Glenwood, Arkansas, was reported by Charles Ray of Leamington and Rick Dow. Both heard the sign-off on February 4th and made almost identical reports. Barry Chanel reports hearing WAMB 1160 in Donelson, Tennessee, with their slogan and an ad at 0112 on February 25th. Barry laments that 1160 sounds like a graveyarder nowadays, remembering only 10 or 12 years ago that KSL was the only thing on the channel after WJJD's sign-off. Bill Delmage reports WIZM 1410 La Crosse, Wisconsin for the first time on January 28th at 1746 hours with their slogan, News Radio 14 WIZM. The signal was over and under a trio of WNCQ, WDOE, and WELM. And finally, the new WBBD 1600 in Wheeling, West Virginia is now Big Band, that goes along with their call letters, BBD. Wendell Ford, along with others, have reported hearing them with the music of your life on WBBD AM 1600. Oh, wait, I almost forgot. Wonder of wonders, Fred Bobie actually reported some of his recent loggings Some of them are WLW, WJR, and KDKA, all first-timers at his Radio Shack. Well, that's my April Fool's note for this issue. Seriously, Fred did report some DX and some good DX, too. So that just shows you if he can report, you should be able to, too. So until next time, this is Bill Hale reporting the Domestic DX Digest on the National Radio Club's DX audio service.
And I'd like to thank Bill for flying into Lima with some digested DX here on the DX audio service. You know, what we have coming up next is rather unusual. I think just about every one of us has heard at one time or another an AM station where they have two different call signs. I guess Steve Bauer's story on part one of the DX audio service this month kind of hits on that subject. But many stations are doing this, and one jingle company in particular has put out a new jingle package to meet the needs of those stations. Basically, they allow a station to give both of their call signs at the same time. So what I thought I'd do is play you some of this jingle package. Well, that one was an AM and FM, you know. Okay, so I messed up. What happens if you have two different jocks, one on AM and FM?
W-A-K-R. Scotch at Daniels.
I don't know about you, but I don't know. I get kind of got a kick out of that.
Double play. K-I-C-K.
Well, that was kind of neat. Can you do that for two different stations, though?
W-A-D.
And they even have a jingle for the world's most powerful FM station. It's located on the moon. They beam right down onto Earth with 150 million watts. You can hear it all over. And so help me, it be the truth. I mean, would John and I fib to you? Well, that kind of wraps it up for this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, the April Fool's edition. And boy, do we have a lot of fools. We hope that we didn't offend anyone. And if we missed some of your material, we're sincerely sorry about that. Had a lot of different entries and a lot of material poured in for the April Fool's edition. I guess we'll do this again in 1 year from now here on the DX Audio Service. But don't forget, next month, we have the Audio Service Stars column. And that's where you get to be the star. If you're in radio, or perhaps have been in radio at one time or another, and you'd like to show your talents off, be sure to mail Phil Wayne a copy of your air check, your most recent one, or whatever you have in your archives, to Phil Wayne at 128 Elmwood Avenue in Syracuse, New York. And the zip code is 13207. And Phil will have the stars of the DX Audio Service and National Radio Club on the next edition of the DX Audio Service. And our next comment for the DX Audio Service action line is this.
So many times we hear of stations in a small community, which is maybe 40 or 50 miles outside of a major city, and basically what they do is beam their signal toward the major city and program for that major city. Do you think that's right, or do you think that's wrong? Do you think that they should be serving the community to which they are licensed? Let us know what your comments are by calling the DX Audio Service Action Line at area code 419-224-3916. 24 hours a day, we'll keep you in the know, and you can tell us what's on your mind. The DX Audio Service Action Line. Also like to remind you that if you subscribe to the DX Audio Service via the returnable tape method, be sure your tapes are back to us by the 15th of the month, because yours truly is going to Las Vegas for the NAB convention. And that's it for the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. The DX Audio Service may not be copied in whole or part without the express written permission from the National Radio Club Incorporated, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. See you next month. Whew.
Merry Christmas, Carbondale.
WCBS.